Do you know how to properly handle fruits, vegetables, and meat so they're healthy and safe for your family to eat? Well, that's what I want to talk to you about on the healthy eating segment today. Buying local is the first step in your food selection. Then you need to know how to properly prepare for eating, if it's something to be eaten raw, such as different fruits, or if it's something to be cooked, such as beans, potatoes, or meat. There are ways to properly clean any food before you cook it, can it, freeze it, or process it, even if it's processed by dehydration. If you're going to keep your fruits, vegetables, or meats for a few days before you use them, there are correct temperatures, humidities, and light or darkness that will ensure that your product is safe from spoilage and yet still has that fresh taste. One of the most destructive appliances in your kitchen is the refrigerator. For example, people buy tomatoes and take them home, and the first thing they do is put them in the refrigerator. Most refrigerators keep temperatures in the 40s. Tomatoes never need to be kept at temperatures below 55. What happens is that the sugar content of the tomato is pushed to the outside walls of the tomato as nature's way of protecting it from freezing. The result is a tomato that tastes bland. These are just some of the things that we'll be covering in our survival classes this fall as more people become interested in preparing and eating fresh foods. The more we hear about what things are put in our processed food, the more and more we become interested in buying fresh and preparing our own meals. That way we know that they are safe and healthy. And remember, the first step is buying local, because healthy eating starts at the local farm.